Blog Talk Radio.
Life is like a big merry-go-round. You're up and then down, going in circles trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out, but where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd. We all make mistakes. You might fall on your face, but you gotta get up.
I'd rather stand
from Insanity to Sane Radio, featuring Ms. Barbara Archer. Thank you for tuning in to another anointing broadcast where you will be inspired and God be exalted throughout the earth. We come live every Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please send all inquiries at frominsanitytosane.com. The next voice you hear will be Ms. Barbara Archer.
Good morning. Thank you very much for tuning in to another broadcast from Insanity to Sane. Thank you so much for your time and your prayers and your support of the ministry. It has indeed been a blessing to me, and I just want to thank all of the supporters out there that continue to support this ministry and what we're doing here. This morning, as you know, many of you that continue to follow the broadcast each and every week, I started a new series last week, and I mentioned it, and we're going to continue that. In between those episodes, I will be having interviews with some authors, different businesses that are promoting what I feel is relevant to this broadcast. But I do have some quick announcements that I would like to make first. As many of you know, I'm moving out into different areas in ministry that God is calling me to. And sometimes as we step out, we have to make certain adjustments along the way. And definitely I'm seeing that I'm going to have to make those adjustments a whole lot sooner than what I had planned. So to say all that, what I'm really looking to do, I'm going to finish this broadcast from Insanity to Sane on Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until late April, probably early May. And at that point, I will no longer be doing the broadcast on this platform on Thursday mornings. I will continue to come live every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Thursday evenings at 7 Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So they will continue to go forth with no interruptions whatsoever. But on Wednesday evenings at 6:30, I have a broadcast, and then I have one Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. They are the two broadcasts that I'm going to be putting to rest until whenever time that God, He permits me to move back into that arena. I'm starting to grow. As many of you know, that I have just launched my public relations company, and it's called Fitz Entertainment, and I'm working with a lot of gospel artists, businesses, and authors as well. That is taking a lot of my time, and I just been sensing that God is moving me from radio into a different dimension, and I have to be obedient, and I have to operate in the area that He's calling me to operate in so that I will become more effective kingdom in what He has called and ordained for me to do. This is the season, and I have to be obedient and walk in it. So I just want to say thank you. You can always continue to follow me on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. What I'm going to be working on, I have a new project that's going to be in alignment with what I'm already doing with my public relations firm, and that is to start a morning talk show. And this morning talk show is going to be phenomenal, and I want to be able to invest and give it everything that I do have. And I'm working with a team of people, and we're going to form something very spectacular that everyone is going to be blessed. We're going to do weather. We're going to do sports. We're going to do news. You know, we're going to have hot topics in the mornings. We're going to bring people in for different interviews. Instead of interviewing them for a half hour, the interviews may consist of maybe 5 or 10 minutes that they'd be in the studio with us. You know, but we really want to be able to put together a full-blown production of a morning talk show, and I'm very excited about that. So that is another project of mine that I will be working on as well. So I just thank you for just supporting this ministry and supporting what I'm doing. But before we get started with today's lesson, I would like to just start off with prayer. So we're just going to enter into God's courts with praise, and we're just going to worship him because of who he is, not because of who we are. So, Father, we just thank you. We come to you this morning, Father. We just praise you for another day that you've given us. We just thank you for this opportunity that you have blessed us with, that you have opened our eyes, O Lord. And, Father, we don't take that lightly because so many people did not wake up this morning. And because we still have breath in our bodies, Father, we know one thing, that you are not done with us. It may look like in the natural that it's not going to happen, that everything that what we dreamed of and all of the dreams and visions that you have put in us, it may look as though that it's not going to happen. But that's in the natural. By God, you are a supernatural working God. And because we're still here, you still have purpose for us. You still have destiny for us. You still have plans for us. And we will fulfill the calling that you have on our lives. Because, God, we can't do it in our own strength. We can only do it in you. So, Father, I pray right now, everyone under the sound of my breath, Father, that we will have a newness for you. We will have, that you will restore us, that you will give us a fresher anointing, O Lord, that you will breathe new ideas in us, that you will stir up the creativity on the inside of us, Lord. Father, that we will fulfill the purpose and the calling that you have for our lives. And I pray, Lord, under the sound of my breath, that if there is anyone out there that do not have that personal relationship with you, that do not know you, maybe they knew you at one time, maybe they backslid, maybe they stepped away from you, maybe they sought after other things, Lord, maybe they may be struggling, and Father, and don't know what direction to go into, wanting to trust you, but at the same time afraid to trust you because maybe they trusted you in the past and you didn't come through for them. But Father, help them to see that everything has a plan, everything has a purpose, and everything has a season. And Father, and just because that you don't answer our prayers in one way does not mean that you will not answer them. Sometimes it's the answer that we may not want to hear, but we have to trust you that you have the ultimate plan for our lives, and we have to trust that. So Father, I just pray that you will save those, Lord, right now that do not know you as Lord and Savior, that they will yield everything to you, that they will cry out to you, what must I do to be saved, and that you will save them just where they are. And Lord, I just pray a blessing over this segment this morning and this series, continue the series and teach on prayer. Lord, I just pray that your people will be blessed, that people will come into a reality check, Father, and that they will seek you with their whole hearts, because your word says that when we seek you, we will find you. And we ought to seek you, Father, while you can be found. And Lord, we just pray a blessing over everyone's lives and their families. And I pray whatever needs that may be represented in their homes right now, Lord, that your hands will supply. And we ask all of these blessings in Jesus' wonderful, precious name. Amen. All right. This morning, today's lesson is going to be on transitioning from instability to stability. Okay, and like I said last week, I started teaching on a series of prayer, and I feel that it's very important because so often people, they talk about, okay, I pray about something, but why is it that God is not answering my prayers? Okay, there are some prayers that will not be answered in the way that we see. Yes, God is a loving God, and God wants to bless his people. And sometimes when we pray, we have different motives in why we pray. So we have to always check our hearts and see exactly why we praying what we are praying, okay? So today's show, we're going to be focusing on women transitioning into their divine purpose, okay? But in order to do that, even with prayer, because you cannot move forward and not have a good prayer life with God. I don't care what happens. Crazy things happen all throughout the days in our lives, okay? But there has to come a time that it's only you and God. It has to be that. Whether it's in the morning, like I said last week, it could be early in the morning with your prayer time, that you get up in the morning and you have that prayer time with God. Maybe your prayer time is late at night when everything is quiet. Maybe your prayer time is during the day when the kids are napping and you just have 2 hours that you can just sit down and just seek God, read His Word. But if you are a true believer, and I say this, and some people, you may get upset with me when I say it. You may get offended when I say it, okay? But if you get offended, then it's for you, and it's not to hurt you, it's not to harm you, but it's to help you to grow. When you are a disciple, a believer of God, there is going to come a time in your life that every single day you're going to have to be in God's presence. I don't care if it's on your knees. I don't care if it's in His Word. But you cannot be in a relationship with God and you don't seek after Him in His Word. In His Word is where we find more about who God is. That's how we learn about God, is through His Word. God just don't want to just save you, and then after He saves you, then it's like, okay, you know what, now you just go through life and you just enjoy life until I come back. It's not going to happen. So this is what God is calling us to do. He gives us His Word, His Holy Bible. That's how we learn of God. That's how we know His Word. So when those testing trials and those tribulations come our way, we can go to God's Word and we can pull from God's Word. We can draw strength from His Word because we've been in His Word. So many Christians are defeated today. And the reason why they are defeated, I'm going to tell you why, is because when those storms of life come, and they will come, and sometimes they can rage in pretty quick, and they can rage to the point that it feels like it's going to overtake you. I've been there before, you know, and most likely I'll be there again, okay, because it's just life. God ain't never promised us that we're going to go through this life and we're not going to have any trials and tribulations. He says, but take heart, be of good courage. I have overcome the world. So He overcame. We have the power to overcome as well. We just have to walk in that power. And sometimes the enemy will tell us that we're powerless, okay? And then because when trials come our way, storms can come so hard that it will knock you off your feet, knock you straight on your behind. I've been there before. And anyone that is listening, I know you've been there yourself, because that's just life. But when we get in God's presence and we in His Word, when those storms come, I can dig deep in and I can pull a word out. I can pull a scripture out because I have hid God's Word in my heart. You know, there are times that I'll sense in my spirit that, okay, I need to return to certain things. And I mean certain journals. You know, I've been journaling the last couple of years about what's been going on in my life and how God's been moving in my life and different storms that I have been in. And He's given me scripture. He's given me lessons. And ever so often, the Holy Spirit will draw me and say, go back to that book. Tell you the reason why God will do that. And the Holy Spirit will lead you there. Because God sees, the Holy Spirit is right in connection with God. They are as one. So what happens is that God foresees things way before we do. He knows what's going to take place before we even know it. And He has helped us, and His Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us at that right time, because maybe it's going to be something that's going to be coming down the line from you. You know, maybe it may be a new trial. It may be something else that may shake the very foundation of your life, okay? And when that happens, the Holy Spirit will prepare you in advance for it. So when those times comes in my life that God is saying, go back to this journal, go back to the basics. There's a reason why God is prompting me to go back there, because He wants to show me something. And sometimes as you grow, not sometimes, all the times, as you grow with God, how you may have read something one time, you'll see it a whole lot different maybe 6 months down the line, because you're growing. And as you grow, you'll see God's Word. Every year I read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and I've been doing this for years upon years now, okay? And as soon as I finish on December the 31st, January 1st, I'm starting off with Genesis 1 all over again, and I love reading through the Bible. And each and every time when I do it, I see something, God reveals something different to me than what I had seen it last year when I read that particular verse, okay? Because I'm growing, and as you grow, you know, as you grow, God gives you a little bit more. because he know you can digest it. He know that you can handle it, okay, because you're continuing to grow. So many people do not get fed because they're not growing. And if you don't grow, it's just like your stomach. When you put food, when you wake up in the morning, your stomach is probably flat because why? You haven't ate anything all through the night. So when you get up in the morning and you put something in your stomach stretches because your stomach is making room for that food. That's the same thing about our souls, okay? When we grow, okay? And that's what God wants us to do, is to continue to always grow, okay? But in order to do that, what are some of the dangers that we face each and every day that's taken place in our past and in our present lives? And I'm going to give you three things that's going to help us. And this series right now is on prayer, but right now I'm going to be speaking on transitioning from instability to stability, okay? In order to do that, there are three important things that we have to deal with right now before we even move over into our series on prayer, why our prayers are not answered. So many reasons. So many Christians have that exact same question, and I'm going to give you those answers in the weeks to come. But right now, we're going to start with transitioning because we have to position ourselves. We have to position ourselves to go from one dimension to another with God. And until you are positioned in the right place, you will never move forward because you're going to always be stuck in the place where you at. So there's three things that we must do first as we transition ourselves, because once we transition our thinking, how, you know, our thought process, how we process our thoughts, okay? That will affect our will, our emotions, and our mind. So there are three things that we're going to focus on. The mind, will, and the emotions is what makes up our soul, and we have to transition ourselves so that when we come before God with prayer, we can come expecting God to answer our prayers. But when you pray, we must pray accordingly to God's will. Sometimes you may pray and say, God, bless me with this husband. Is that God's will for your life? That may not be God's will for your life. So then years go by, you don't get that husband, you mad at God. And you know what God is saying? Who asked you to pray that prayer? You should have prayed accordingly to my will. If you prayed accordingly to my will, I would have revealed it to you. Then you wouldn't have gone all these years upset, thinking, okay, God has forsaken me. God has not answered my prayer. We must pray according to his will. Every time when Jesus prayed, he prayed accordingly to God's will. Even the night he was betrayed, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and when he said, Father, let this cup pass from me, he says, but nevertheless, not my will, but that your will be done. He prayed accordingly to God's will. Now, if Jesus himself can pray accordingly to God's will, every time, if you search the entire New Testament, every time Jesus prayed, he prayed accordingly to God's will. Okay, that's where we need to be at. So when your prayers are not answered, don't get upset with God. You have to ask yourself a question. Did I pray accordingly to God's will for my life? Because when you pray according to his will, God will orchestrate things to happen in your life because that's his will for you. Yes, it's his will to bless you. It's his will to prosper you. But God is not going to bless you with something that he knows that may take you away from him. He's not going to bless you. So many people pray, Lord, if I just had money, all my prayers would be answered. No. Sometimes God don't bless us in that area because we're not ready to receive that blessing. Because he knows if he sends that blessing, that blessing may overtake us. We may forget about God. A lot of people can serve God when everything is going bad, okay? When everything is going bad, everyone falls on their knees. But then the moment that storm lifts, okay, people forget all about God. They don't pray. They don't read their word. You know what I'm saying? That can't happen. But we're going to focus on those three points today that's going to bring us from instability to stability, and I'm going to be very quick about each and every last one of them. It's only three points. First one is forgive. Get rid of the unforgiveness and allow God to heal you from the inside out. People don't realize, okay, if you don't forgive, how can your Father in heaven forgive you, okay? If you can't forgive your brother that has wronged you, you're going to need God's forgiveness one day, okay? And you want God to forgive your sin or your, you know, issue or whatever that what you may be struggling with. You want God's forgiveness, okay? Well, you have to forgive. You have to have a forgiving heart. And sometimes I'm not going to tell you that it's easy. It is a process, and it does take time. But the longer you sit there and tell yourself, I can't do it, it's going to be that much harder to do it. So there are times you just have to just simply just do it. You know, there was times in my life I said, God, in my own strength, no, I do not want to forgive this person. Okay? But in your strength, help me to forgive. Give me a heart of forgiveness. And that's my prayer every day. Father, I want to have a heart of forgiveness. Okay? Because we can be easily offended by people, but we can't hold on to it. We got to let it go. We got to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to let this go. God, I'm going to give it to you. I'm no longer going to be a prisoner to this person, because if you don't forgive people, you are a prisoner. That person has forgotten all about what they've done to you. They're not thinking about you. They have married. They have gone on with their lives. They have had children. They're not even giving you not one thought, not even one breath. You sitting back here, you know, all messed up in your spirit and in your mind and in your soul because of what someone did to you 12 years ago. Okay? Get rid of it. Get rid of the guilt. Get rid of it. Forgive and move on. Second point I want to make, know your self-worth. God, to give you a holy confidence. A lot of us don't know who we are. So if you don't know who you are, now some people might be thinking, how can you apply that to prayer? Well, I'm going to tell you why. If you don't know who you are, then you don't believe God's promises. So if you don't believe God's promises and God's promises on what he say who you are and who you belong to, then when you go to prayer, you don't have that confidence to actually believe that God's going to hear you. Hello? So that's what I'm trying to say. Know your self-worth. Know who you are. Know that God has blessings for you. Read Deuteronomy 28. Every blessing in Deuteronomy 28 is ours today. Now, when you read Deuteronomy 28 and then you read Deuteronomy 27, you're going to see that there's more curses than blessings. But when you look at the blessings itself, all those blessings is yours. And you have to believe God's promises. What he says about you is true. Okay, because if you don't believe and you know without a doubt that you are a child of the Most High God, that God loves you, that God has plans to bless you and to prosper you, then when you go to God in prayer, you are already defeated if you don't believe that. So if you're already defeated, why even pray? Because you don't believe that God's going to answer you anyway, because you don't know who you are. You don't know that you belong to Almighty God. So you have to know your self-worth. And third, start where you're at to discover your true passion. Start where you're at. I'm going to say that again. Start where you're at. Discover your true passions. God has given us all dreams. He's given us all desires. He's given us all passions. He's put all that in us, okay? You have to trust what God has put in you and start where you're at. No, you may not be a Joyce Meyer. You may not be a T.D. Jakes, but God didn't make you to be them. He made you to be you, your own unique person with your own unique gifts and your own unique talents and abilities. So, start where you at. Discover those true passions. Because once you discover the passion that God has placed in you, okay, you start to become confident in who you are. And then once you're confident in who you are, then you get this holy confidence that you know that when you go to God, God hears you because you belong to him. Okay? And then when you go to him, then your prayers will be answered because you have confidence that God is more than able. He is not a one in three-fourths of a God. He's not, well, God may be able to do it one day and not tomorrow. God is more than enough. He's not a little bitty God that's just sitting on this little bitty throne like some people want to put him. He's almighty. You can't contain his glory because he's just so magnificent. So when we think about the three bullet points, they all go together. They all coincide with one another. So when you go to God in prayer, God hears you, okay? Each time you go to God, ask God to forgive you because you have done something, you said something, you acted in a way that was not aligned with God's word. So you must always ask for forgiveness because you want to enter his courts with a forgiving heart. You don't want to enter in. The Bible says that if you have fought with your brother, leave your gift at the altar. Go make it right with your brother and then come back. And I'm just going to share something with you that over the last couple of weeks, God's been dealing with me in that exact same area. And it wasn't as though it was something in what I said. And sometimes we can be very foolish and we can say stupid things. Have you ever said anything stupid that you had to go back and, you know, and was like, God, did I really say that? You know, and sometimes you can be even oblivious to the fact that you even said something. And in your mind, you don't see what you said or done anything wrong. So over the last couple months, God, he started to deal with me in an area, and I just ignored it. I knew what I should do, but in my eyes, I really didn't see where I've done anything. So finally, I just bit the bullet. I'm like, okay, Lord, you keep bringing this back to me, all right? I know what I need to do. And my mind still, even at that moment, I was still justifying it by saying, I didn't see where I have hurt anyone's feelings, okay? I searched my heart. God, you know my heart, you know? And it's amazing how we can always throw that up, that God knows my heart. That's our way of justifying what we said or what we did, okay? So I'm just going to keep it real. I do that. You do it as well, okay? The only problem is that I'm just confessing mine to the entire world. You keeping yours hidden. But at the end of the day, we all have done that, okay? So we all guilty of that. But at the same time, you know, I had to go back and I had to make it right, you know? And, you know, I didn't know how to start off this conversation. So what I did, sometimes you may have to text it. Sometimes you may have to put it in email. I put mine in email. I spilled everything out. And to my surprise, it was received right. And, yes, I didn't see in my mind what I said or what I did was wrong, but in someone else's mind, it offended them. So if you have offended someone, you need to go to that person and make it right. Because, see, if you don't make it right, your relationship, you know, your relationship with God, there's something in the middle of it. So what's happening, you can pray all you want, but that prayer is not going to go to the throne where it needs to go at, because you have all this in the middle. You have all this clutter, you know, and God can't dwell in an unclean temple. So when you have unforgiveness or you have fault with your brother, the Bible says, you know, Jesus specifically said, when you have fault with your brother, leave your gift at the altar, go make it right with your brother, then come back, be reconciled to your brother, then come back and offer your gift, because there's a blessing in that. And that's the principle. There is a principle in it, but there's also a blessing in it, okay? And the blessing, don't look at it as a monitoring blessing, because it's not. It's a blessing that, you know what, I've made peace with my brother, because the Bible said, be at peace with all men. Why did God say be at peace with all men? Because God knows when we have chaos and confusion, hello, that's room for Satan to just run rapid in your life. That is an open door for Satan to come in when you are not at peace with your brothers and sisters. God wants you at peace. He says, be at peace with all men. He didn't say some men. He didn't say just co-workers. He didn't say just husbands. He didn't say just wives. He said, be at peace with all men. That's everyone. And that's where we need to always be at peace, because when you're not at peace, you can't have fellowship with God when you're not at peace. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of our prayers are not answered, because we have that unforgiving heart, that unforgiving spirit. That's what it is. It's an unforgiving spirit. So we're just going to do a recap real fast. Forgive, get rid of the unforgiveness, and allow God to heal you from the inside out. Secondly, know your self-worth. Ask God to give you a holy confidence. And third, start where you at to discover your true passions. So that's all the time that we have this morning. We have 2 minutes left in this broadcast, and I just want to make a quick announcement. This evening, under the Neocon platform, I will be interviewing legendary Gerald Alston. He's, yes, Gerald Alston is going to be in the studio this evening. He was a Grammy-nominated singer, R&B artist back in the 70s and 80s, and the group was called the Manhattans. Now he has just dropped his gospel project. He's going to be performing at the Pre-Stella Show Awards next Friday, the 27th. At the Stella Awards, he's going to be performing, and he's going to be turning it out. And I have the privilege of interviewing him this evening. The interview will go live at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go under Neocon platform. You can follow me on Facebook. I'll be posting it again on Facebook, a link so that you can just click on that link and listen in. Let me give you the telephone number as well. You can call in at area code 323-693-3830. And thank you so much for tuning in this morning. I'll be back next Thursday for another inspiring message. Like I said, I will be having interviews over the next couple of weeks, but I'm also going to be teaching on prayer. Because not only is it blessing you, but it's blessing me as well. And God is calling us all to a higher level and to go higher in prayer. Amen. So we just say blessings over you from insanity to sane. Continue to pray for us, because we are definitely praying for you here. And if you're interested in any public relations services, whether you have a business or you're an author or you're a gospel artist or whatever type of business that which you may have, and you're looking for commercials, television, radio interviews, you're looking for promotions, visit my website at www.frominsanitytosane.com. I definitely have services there that we can help. I like to be able to sit down, talk to you, and discuss your three goals that you want to achieve. And from there, we will put you into a campaign that we will market you in the best way possible. So with all that being said, God bless each and every last one of you. We love you here. And remember always that God loves you with an everlasting love. So I'll see you next Thursday morning. Until then, be blessed.